Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and spring is upon us. Things are happening outdoor. Things are happening, which is great to see during this pandemic. We've all been enjoying the outdoors a little bit more. And one that came across my radar over the week was pretty cool. Bicycles on Main in Old Wethersfield. And joining me this morning to talk about it is Melinda Robidoux from Circa Antiques and Collectibles, right at the heart of Old Wethersfield. Melinda, thank you for joining me this morning. And the event started yesterday. It's off to a great start. Explain the event a little bit to me.
Absolutely. It's a takeoff from our event that we usually host annually in the fall, Scarecrows on Main. And Scarecrows on Main has been so successful over the years that we decided to do something for the spring to bring people together out and about and enjoy our historic district. So one of our members of the Shopkeepers Association came up with the idea of bicycles on Main, similar to the idea of bicycles being decorated in Europe and Amsterdam. You can go and travel through the countryside and in villages, and you'll see bicycles decorated all over the place, which is absolutely beautiful. And knowing that we are such a strong walking and bicycle community, Old Wethersfield is known for a lot of things. Obviously, its historic charm. A lot of the beautiful older homes that date back to the early 1700s. But also, Old Wethersfield is a beautiful community to be able to walk around as well as to ride bicycles. And May is Bicycle Awareness Month. So we've partnered with various groups, our bicycle club located right here in Wethersfield at the high school. Proceeds of certain events that will be going on for the day will help sponsor a bicycle repair and maintenance shop. The high school has one in place now, but they're looking to implement one locally here in Old Wethersfield. So a lot of different events will be going on for the public to participate in. Outdoors events as well as indoor events. Obviously, a lot of the shops are going to be sponsoring different events. The restaurants as well. The Charles is going to be sponsoring a five-course dinner. That's going to be going on May 26th. So if you look at our social media pages, either on Instagram or on Facebook, Explore Old Wethersfield, you can find about five pages of events that will be taking place throughout the month of May.
Now, I'm assuming this wasn't a difficult pitch to some of the local businesses, but what did you hear from some of them and how did this come together? I mean, you talked about the brainchild, but how did the local businesses take to this event?
We were thrilled. You know, struggling through the pandemic over the past year, one thing that we found as a community is that more people are apt to go out and walk and ride bikes. As you may know, if you go to try and find a bike today to go buy a bicycle, they're back ordered. People are taking to outside more than ever before, which is wonderful. So we're seeing more people out walking through Old Wethersfield as a community. A lot of people from out of town are starting to come into Old Wethersfield as well as out of state. So The shopkeepers, the restaurants, and the stores were thrilled because of the success of the Scarecrows on Main. We knew that a spring event would be a great complement to our fall event. So we were all into it, hands down. And it gives us an opportunity for our community members, not only the business owners, to showcase their wares, if you will, but it also gives our community an opportunity to demonstrate their creativity. And either family groups or social groups can get together to decorate a bike and put them out on exhibit, which is wonderful.
And I mean, I'm looking at some of the events going on in those pages. There's a little bit for everyone, which is great about Old Wethersfield. You know, you can go park, walk around, enjoy the scenery, enjoy being outdoors, but there's something for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. The Wethersfield Historical Society is going to have Connecticut wheelmen ride through Old Wethersfield on their vintage bicycles. So you're going to be able to see true older bicycles that are working and them and enjoying them. The Wethersfield High School Bicycle Club is also going to be out near the Keeney Center as well, and they're going to be doing bicycle repair tips, flat tire changes. There's also going to be a bicycle safety event going on, teaching young kids how to ride safe on the roads, as well as bicycle etiquette. You know, what's the best way to ride your bike to ensure that you're safe and the people around you are safe?
And like we were saying, you know, it's one of those things, it's extremely difficult to find a bike. More people are getting out and about riding them. It's the age-old adage. Once you learn how to ride a bike, you kind of always remember how to ride a bike, and people are jumping back on. And for you guys to be able to tie this into, you know, bicycling month, I think that's a great thing. Now, your shop, Circa Antiques and Collectibles, tell me a little bit about that.
So we opened up in the midst of the pandemic.
Great timing.
I know. Absolutely. It was ironic, but the space was perfect. We opened up. There was a little space available right in the central block. That's what it's called, the building that we're located in across from Lucky Lou's restaurant. And the space became available, and we thought, you know, we've got to grab it, because if we don't, I'll kick myself. It's the perfect spot for an antique and collectibles and vintage shop. Timing, as you know, was not perfect, but looking back on it, I think it really helped us focus on what was important as far as inventory, and it also forced us to leverage social media, looking at social media in a way that we would not have otherwise if we weren't going through a pandemic, as well as our online presence with our website. So we did extremely well, surprisingly enough, but I think the fact that our community being located in a historic district was key, and knowing that more people were coming into the community as a walking venue brings in a lot of foot traffic, which is wonderful.
And I think that's one thing. I have three boys of my own. My twins are almost at that teenage years, and one of them's funny. He is the quintessential old man of the group. He loves going to antique shops and flea marketing with my father. You know, going into those stores with younger kids, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a time capsule, but it is, because they don't, they don't understand, even 10, 15 years ago, going back 60, 70, 100 years ago, how things have changed so rapidly in time.
True.
I love going into those antique shops, and they get the, what is this? You know, those questions where it's like, oh yeah, you've never dealt with something like that. So that's got to be cool as the store owner to see those interactions too.
It really is. And one of the surprises that we've had is that the stores really has turned into a nostalgia shop. And just like you had explained with your boys, our demographic is 10 years old to 80. when we first started out, if you asked me what our demographic was, I would have thought, you know, 40 to 50, 40, 70 to, age frame. But we have young kids in the neighborhood that come in and they say, this is my favorite shop. I love coming in here, because they're learning about their family's past. And each piece tells a story. And ironically, a lot of the young people are coming in and they're buying vintage records, for example, vinyl. We've got a great vinyl collection. So we're more of a rock and roll antique shop. We've always got a great Beatles playlist going, and we have a great collection of concert posters and tees mixed in with the antiques and some of the vintage things. But yeah, it's a great mix, and certainly having people, families come in and share their experiences just based on the table, like a chrome and formica top table from the 50s, you'd be amazed at how many stories can be generated just from that one item.
Yep, and that's the thing, you know, our history is what made us who we were, and for you to be able to bring these things back from the dead, shall we say, for people to reminisce and purchase and have that little bit of history on their own, that's an amazing thing. And, you know, we've been talking this morning with Melinda Robidoux, Circa Antiques and Collectibles, about Bicycles on Main in Old Weathersfield. It's the entire month of May. So it started yesterday, May 1st through May 31st. So you don't have to worry if it's raining one day, it's going to be sunny the next day. You can still make time to head on down to Old Weathersfield. It's a beautiful community. It's a beautiful place. Getting outside, there's nothing wrong with that. Do it before, you know, New England bugs seem to make an appearance, the mosquitoes and everyone else. But Melinda, thank you for joining me this morning. It's a great event. Where should we send people if they want to get some more information about Bicycles on Main?
Well, as I mentioned, we have a Facebook page as well as an Instagram page, Explore Weathersfield, or Explore Old Weathersfield, Connecticut. And the Keeney Center, our Historic District Commission, and the Weathersfield Historical Society have information available at the Keeney Center right in Old Weathersfield.
Well, Melinda, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it. Old Weathersfield, making the old things new again at Circa Antiques and Collectibles with Melissa Robidoux and Bicycles on Main. It's a great thing. Check it out. It's just one more reason. Great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.